You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. It is a Monday night, the Q&A with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And let's welcome back our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah on this beautiful, mashallah, the 1st of Rajab, 1441. I want to welcome our engineers, of course, brother Lokolo and the other engineer in KZN. Let's welcome all the listeners of local, national, and international listeners. The 1st of Rajab 1441, which is also the 25th of February 2020. Our Zakat Nisab, 5,600 Rand. Meher-e Fatimi, 15,000 Rand. Minimum Mahar for Hanafis, it is 300 Rand. For Malikis, is 100 Rand. For Shafi'is and Hanbalis, no minimum mahar. Our WhatsApp number is 0847863132. That's our WhatsApp number, 0847863132. International overseas countries, plus 2784786313. That's plus 2784786313. Our beloved Ustad's email address is akhussein@gmail.com. That is akhussein@gmail.com. And our email address is mufti@telcomsa.net. That is mufti@telcomsa.net. Our beloved Ustad's website is muftiakhussein.net. That is muftiakhussein.net. I want to welcome my beloved Fadilatul Ustad. Welcome back to the Q&A. We thoroughly missed you, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to all the listeners throughout the world. And I must place on record my sincerest thanks to Maulana Salim Kareem, Mufti Bilal Qasim of Darum Newcastle, and Mufti Musa Saleh. Alhamdulillah, we heard that the moon was sighted in Qabla's Wurb, and I spoke to the Maulana and the brothers there, mashallah. And tonight is the 1st of Rajab, tomorrow 1st of Rajab. So Makkah, Medina, and Majlisul Aqsa, and South Africa, and we receive confirmation from Majlisul Ulama, from Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal. So it is, inshallah, throughout the world, 99% of the places. Tonight, tomorrow, that is Tuesday, 25th of February, is the 1st of Rajab. And inshallah, then we can start preparing now for the month of Ramadan, spiritually as well. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala make us of those. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. A listener says, Assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti Saab. We want to know that what are the virtues of the month of Rajab, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever we want to discuss any issue, we should make the first point of reference the Quran Sharif, then the Sunnah Mubarakah, then the Sahaba Awliyaullah, then obviously the four schools of thought. So in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 36, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses this issue. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi 12 shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal ard minha arba'atun hurum. The day Almighty Allah created the universe, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala decreed there will be 12 lunar months. So from these 12 lunar months, there will be 4 sacred months. So we go to Bukhari Sharif. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Salatun mutawaliyat, 3 are consecutive months, Zulqada wa Zulhijjah wa Muharram wa Rajab. So it shows that Rajab is one of the holy and the sacred months, and the Quran Sharif makes reference and alludes to this fact in Surah chapter 9, verse number 36. Second one, the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have read the following dua when Rajab commences. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban. O Almighty Allah jalla wala, that you grant us barakah in our iman, our Islam, our time, everything, our health, when the month of Rajab commences and in Shaban. Wa balighna Ramadan, and spare us, ya Allah, for the month of Ramadan. From a hadith perspective, this hadith is weak, remember that. But in fada'il and virtues, it is acceptable, hence we read it, it's fine. Third one, when we study the Salaf Salih, our pious predecessors, then you will find that Al-Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, the sage of the age, they used to fast the whole month of Rajab, Shaban, and obviously Ramadan is compulsory. So we do not say it's sunnah, but we'd say it is permissible. And remember that Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, the genius, the giant that he was born in Ghazal in the year 150, passed away in Cairo in 204 after Hijrah. He, in Kitabul his famous work, so he mentioned that, remember that Rajab, the first night, is an auspicious night in the sense that your du'as are accepted. So therefore, O Ummah, let us not kill time. Let us read the du'a. Read with me now. So let us read all three du'as, inshallah. Allahu Akbar, Hilalu, Khairin wa Rushdin. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa La, make this month of Rajab a month of goodness and righteousness. The hadith, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, mentioned in Abu Dawood. Allahu Akbar, Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wa tawfiq lima tuhibbu wa tarda rabbi wa rabbuka Allah. O beloved Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us that our iman, Islam, everything is safe and sound. You grant us safety and security, and you grant us tawfiq to do those actions and say those words, lima tuhibbu wa tarda, that it is beloved to you and you are pleased with it, Rabbi wa Rabbuka Allah. You are my sustainer, nourisher, and the sustainer, nourisher of the entire universe, ya Allah. Then Tirmidhi Sharif, authentic hadith. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu reports, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the new lunar month would start, the crescent recited, would say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then individually, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Ya Allah, I ask you for the best of this month. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha shahr. We ask of thee collectively, Ya Allah, that for the best of this month, for the Ummah Muslimah, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Allah give us tawfiq.
A listener says here, Ustad, that my husband passed away. Can I go for Umrah during my iddat, Ustad?
When your husband passed away last week, 2 weeks ago, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, you should be reading Surah 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. O beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. Your children should be reading Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. O beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers. The day the reckoning is established. And remember, from time of death, you must count 130 days, 130 days. It's haram for you to go for Umrah or for Hajj whilst you are in your iddat, definitely not permissible. Iddat is compulsory. To go for Umrah is mustahab sunnah, hence not permissible. Even for Hajj is not permissible if you are in your iddat.
Ustad, my mother passed away. Her heirs are my father, son, and daughter. Ustad,
when a Muslim person passes away, the first thing we do is burial, funeral expenses. Second thing is the debts of the deceased, personal, business, corporate debts. All must be paid to the creditors and expedited. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one is wasiya for non-heirs. A person, organization, maximum is one-third. So your mother passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant her Jannatul Firdaus. You read Surah 14, verse 41. So now we look at how you are connected to her. So it is the husband, your father, but her husband. So the husband will receive 25%. And then there is one son and one daughter. So very easy. 25% for the father, for the husband, that is your father. 25% for the husband, and 50% for the son, and 25% for the daughter. So 25% husband, 25% daughter, 50% for the son, and that is how you will wind up the estate. Allah Jalla Wala give you tawfiq to expedite matters and not delay issues.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that where is Ustad's Juma this week, Ustad?
Insha'Allah al-Aziz, Almighty Allah, make all the program fruitful wherever we go. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, this week Friday, I will be in Crosby, in Masjid-e-Farooq. In Masjid-e-Farooq, in Crosby, that's for Jumu'ah. And then on Saturday, Insha'Allah, with our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, our Honorable Principal of Darul Uloom Zakariya, Hazrat Mohan Shabir Saluji, Hafidahullah, and the team will be going, Insha'Allah, from Lanesia to Bergville. Saturday night after Maghrib, the program will start. It will be live on air, Insha'Allah al-Aziz, so you can look forward to that. And then when we finish there, then supper and so forth, then we move to Escort. And Sunday morning, inshallah, we will be in Escort Masjid. So that program also will be live, inshallah, from the Escort Masjid. So make dua, Almighty Allah, accept all the programs, Crosby, Masjid-e-Farooq, and then Masjid-e-Manazir Day in Bergville, and Escort Masjid Sunday morning after Fajr, inshallah, al-Aziz.
Listener says, Ustad, that I am in a dilemma. They want to know that should we go for Umrah with my children during holidays? What about the coronavirus, Ustad?
Oh, don't worry of all these issues. You made your intention to go for Umrah. You made intention to go for Ramadan. You made intention to go for Hajj. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man arad al-hajja fal yata'ajjal. You made intention for all these good actions. Make haste in it. And the hadith is authentic. Remember Mustada Ahmad and various compilations. You should be reading from now. All of you who booked your ticket, you paid your deposit and so forth for Umrah or for Ramadan or for Hajj. So read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. It's authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Sunan Nasai. Oh, beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. Why are you worried, O mother, O father? You're going to the most sacred place on this earth, Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. Both places, Zamzam is available. MashaAllah, you tell your flowers and children to drink Zamzam ma'u Zamzam alima shuri. Whatever intention you drink Zamzam, it is so effective. Authentic hadith and Ibn Majah. And on your flowers, you pour the Zamzam on their head if they are young, small, one, two, three, four, 5 years old. And that is Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Tadallu. So remember, take some water into your hotel room and then you do it, especially the ladies. So you have to open your burqa and open your scarf and lot of issues. So we the men, we can just do it there, no problem. In the masjid, we just pour a little bit of water. But you want to pour a lot, then do so there in your bathroom or do so there in your room, mashallah.
So the listener wants to know that which dua should we read or should we recite for what's happening in Palestine, in Syria, in India, in China, etc. Ustad?
Remember that one by one, Almighty Allah is punishing them. China, Wallahu A'lam, but we are receiving rewards, receiving reports that the president also is gone underground because more than 100 million people in China alone are afflicted with this terrible disease and this coronavirus. Second one, you can see it's spreading, it's gone to Iran, it's gone to South Korea, he's gone to Saudi Arabia, he's gone to so many other places, and Allah alone protect us and so forth. So remember, Allah Ta'ala punished his enemies, gone to Israel, the rogue regime as well. So you must remember that Almighty Allah is going to punish these zalims who are oppressing the Muslims in different parts of the world, whether it be India, whether it be China, whether it be Syria, where the Alawi regime is punishing and not punishing, tormenting, persecuting, remember the Ahlu Sunnah. And we know Palestine, the apartheid regime of Israel, what they are doing every day, stealing the land or resources of the Palestinians. So we should be reading the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, chapter 10. Remember that he taught his people, Alallahi tawakkalna, Ya O Allah, upon you do we place our trust alone. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lil qawmi zalimin. That O Allah, that do not make us a target and, you know, a trial for people who are the zalims. Wa najjina bi rahmatika min al qawmi al kafirin. O Almighty Allah, through your mercy, you help us from a nation that are the disbelievers. Surah 10, chapter 10, verses 85-86. Read 2 rakat salat daily. Ya Allah, the zalims throughout the world who are oppressing the Muslims, Ya Allah, you make them a sample and an example and punish them in this world if there is no hidayat for them.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. I forgot my Quran Sharif, Ustad. Allah forbid. What should I do?
Remember that you forgot your Quran Sharif because of your own negligence, because you were not reading, you were a hafiz or a half hafiz or three quarter hafiz. So sometimes we go to different places, the youngsters come and they say, I forgot my entire Quran Sharif and so forth. Now it's 2 months left for Ramadan. So what you need to do, first and foremost, beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Second one, daily make a concerted effort. Go to one Qari Sahib, one Hafiz Sahib, one Mawlana, even pay them if the need arises, and tell them that I want to become a Hafiz. Please give me half an hour, 1 hour, and I will come and read. So in that way, when you take the initiative, then Almighty Allah's mercy will come to you. And if you do not do that, brother, then punishment in this world and in the year after, as enshrined in the noble Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, whosoever turns away from my reminder, the Quran Sharif, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دُنْكَى, we make the worldly life constrained and difficult for him, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى, and we will raise him tomorrow on the day of justice blind. He will ask, why am I blind, Ya Allah, وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا, in the world I could see. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا, my verses came to you, you forgot it, you abandoned it. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى, today get out, you also abandoned and neglected. Allah never ever forgets. Surah Taha, chapter 20, verses 124, 125, 126. So make sure, brother, you ask Allah for forgiveness and a concerted effort as well.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Ustad, somebody says that when will Ramadan commence, Ustad?
Remember, inshallah, Ramadan will commence on the 24th of April. If you look at the Taqweem, the Saudi calendar, I went now for Umrah with the help and mercy of Allah, and I brought the calendar. So their calendar, obviously subject to sighting of the moon and the crescent, the Friday, that is the last Friday of April, remember that will be the, what we will say, 24th, the first of Ramadan day in Saudi Arabia, according to calendar. In South Africa, the 25th Saturday, 99%, you can write it down. So South Africa will be 25th of April, Saturday, first Ramadan, but Friday night will be the first Taraweeh. So in that way there, remember, that is how you will work it out. So if you want the dates again, remember it is the 24th of April, and that is the last Friday of April. So inshallah, so if it is on that day, then they will have 5 Fridays, the Ramadan. But South Africa, 99% will be 24th night, the first Taraweeh, and 25th of April, Saturday, will be beginning of Ramadan, fasting. May Almighty Allah preserve us, Ameen. So that we experience another Ramadan. We remind ourselves and the esteemed listeners, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban, wa balighna Ramadan.
28 minutes after 8, you are tuning in listening to the Q&A with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and our beloved, respected Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. Somebody says, Ya Ustad, that after reading Tahajjud Namaz, how long can we wait and then read Fajr Salah, Ustad?
If you are here in the Gauteng region, so you must remember that 4:40 is cut off, final cut off. So if you were reading Tahajjud and you finished up at 4:20, 4:30 and so forth, so make istighfar, so Tahajjud, then witr, and then dua, istighfar, that is the tartib, the sequence, and then 4:45 onwards, mashallah, that you read your Fajr Salat, totally permissible, no problem with that, and inshallah, if you wake, then Mawlana Arafat starts with Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riaz Hussein at 4 o'clock sharp, and I come at 4:55, 5 to 5, right up to 5:25, and we have a lively Q&A with the Muslims and non-Muslims and so forth. So mashallah, 4:55, 5 to 5 to 5:25, that half an hour. May Almighty Allah accept us all. Allahumma jalna hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwaffaqin, maqbulin fil alami kullihi ya rabbal alamin.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Let us inshallah go for an ad break. When we come back, inshallah, my beloved, beautiful, warm-hearted listeners, don't go away. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
25 minutes to 9. You are tuning in, listening to the Q&A 084-786-3132. To the international overseas countries, +27847863132. We want to welcome all of our beloved listeners, local, national, and international. Somebody says here, Ustad, that if a close relative dies without settling his debt, and neither his children nor him want to pay, then he passes away. So must one attend such a person's janazah, Ustad?
Remember, it's not compulsory to attend such a janazah, and there will be very, very serious consequences for that person. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam's authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tugda anhu. That person will not enter Jannah and paradise until and unless the debts are paid. Therefore, you, the children, you can't be inheriting and so forth, and rather take that money and settle the debts of your father, mother, whoever passed away. And in that way, inshallah, Allah will give you more and more barakah and blessing. That is my advice to you, the children, and inshallah, Allah will forgive your father, mother, parents, provided that the debts are paid and expedited as well.
Ustad, a listener in Leicester says, Imam Shafi'i, rahimullah, has stated, I have heard that du'as are accepted by Allah on 5 nights. The night of Jummah, the night of the 2 Eids, the first night of Rajab, the middle 15th night of Sha'ban. Ustad, verify this hadith, please.
Yes, it's not a hadith. It's an opinion of Imam Shafi'i, and it is mentioned in 2 books, one in Kitabul Umm. Kitabul Umm is a book which Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, wrote himself. And remember, it is mentioned by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali in Lata'iful Ma'arif as well. We need to draw a distinction. Hadith means what Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So this is the ijtihad, the opinion of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. And remember, you can give, you know, accept it in this way, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us in the noble Quran, Minha Arbatun Hurum, that in the 12 lunar months, there are 4 sacred holy months, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and the month of Rajab. So it is a sacred month. And remember that Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned it himself, that is in Bukhari Sharif. I mentioned all this in the beginning. So yes, the du'as are accepted, all that is fine, but do not say it's a hadith. Then it becomes a crime and a major sin.
Ustad, please advise, how did the different madhahib come about? Which madhab do we follow in Makkah and Medina, Ustad?
Remember, wherever you are, you just follow the imam. Remember, regarding salat and so forth and so on, you don't say that they are reading Asr Salat in first time, so you will read it in a later time, that we did against that. Similarly, you must remember, we all are Muslims. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after your demise, who must I follow? Sahaba came. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, Iqtadu bi hadhayni min ba'di. Follow these two after me. These two wa ashara ila Abi Bakrin wa Umar. And the Master alayhi salatu salam pointed and gestured in the direction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashideen al-mahdiyin. You follow my way and you follow the way of the khulafai rashideen. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhum. They all are part of the khulafai rashideen. Quran Kareem says, Surah 9 verse 100, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَمِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. So the Muhajirin Ansar and those who follow them. So it is we follow the Sahaba as well. So already the Madahib started from the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Master said, you should follow the Khulafa'i Rashideen, you should follow Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar. So all that tells us how the Madahib were formulated and then they were codified, and now we have the four schools of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah.
Ustaz, they say, is it true yawning is from shaitan and shaitan enters through yawning inside you? So you must try and not yawn. And it's true, Nabi alayhi salam never yawned, Ustaz.
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith, إِذَا تَثَاوَبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَضَعْ يَدَهُ عَلَى فَمِهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ. 100% is hadith. So you may open Mustad Ahmad and Kanzul Ummal and all these works you will find. So when a person yawns, so you must remember, cover your mouth with your hand, because the shaitan enters it. So yes, the fuqaha, the jurists have written, especially in salat and so forth, do not yawn because it's from shaitan. At-tathawub min ash-shaitan, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif and various other compilations. So what you should do, you take your teeth and then you put it on your bottom lip and then you just press it and you will see the yawn will disappear. So that is more so in salat and so forth. To say Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not yawn, so remember, many ulama have mentioned it. So for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are books written on all this, Khasaisul Kubra and so forth. You will find all this type of material in this type of books.
Somebody says, Ustad, is it permissible for men to wear shorts above the knees? And why are there so many differences of opinions with regards to this, Ustad?
Remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-fakhida awra." The thigh is part of the awra. So if you wear it above the knees, your salat is null and void, because your whole knee and everything will be exposed. The part of your thigh will also be exposed. So in a case like that, it's not permissible. Quran Kareem teaches us more regarding salat. Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. O you, the children of Adam alayhi salatu salam, take your beauty when you go for salat. So it shows you go with short pants and Bermudas and all that. If you have to go meet the president, non-Muslim president, will you dress like that? No, you won't do that. But this is Allah Jalla Wala, the King of Kings, and yet we do that. So remember that we must look at ourselves and then ask about different opinions. Chapter number 7, verse number 31. So remember, the Hanafis will say that from below the knee to from below the navel to below the knee. The Shafi'is say a portion of the navel and a portion of the knee. So in that way you have the scope of differences, but what you are doing is haram and not permissible.
084-786-3132. Somebody says, I would like to find out for a woman who is going first time for Hajj in Medina, Ustad. Men are required to perform 40 consecutive salah in the masjid. Does this apply to women as well, Ustad?
No, for women you read salat in your room, in your hotel, you will get more reward. The 40 ahadith concert, the 40 salat is not applicable to the women. Remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Umm Humayda Sa'idiyya and told her, you want to read salat in Masjid Nabawi behind me, you read in your house, three parts front, middle, and at the back. If you read right at the back, you'll get the optimum, maximum reward. From there we deduce this is Sahih Hadith, open Targhib wa Tarheeb, and you will find even Sheikh Albani Rahimahullah authenticated it. So therefore we say this ijma of all four schools, Hanbali, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanafi's. For women, if they read Salat behind the honorable Imams in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, the Salat is valid. But if they read in their rooms, the reward is much more. And the 40 salat is not compulsory for men, it's good. The hadith is mentioned on the authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu an in Musnad Ahmad. Man salla arba'ina salatan la tafutuhu salatun. You read 40 consecutive salat. Therefore, I tell the agents, whoever the agents are, and your hujjaj are going 6 week, 5 week, 4 week package, they're paying you so much, give them their full 9 nights there in Medina so they can read their 40 salat. Majority of them are first timers. So remember, you the first timer, you should insist on that. It's not compulsory, but at least you can practice on this hadith. فَقَدْ بَرِيَ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ وَنَجَاتُ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. You will be protected from hypocrisy, protected from punishment. The hadith Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal mentioned in his Musnad. So therefore we will say highly recommended but not compulsory.
Ustad, Mrs. Adrian says that, good evening, she wants to know, if you'll regard pig as a filthy animal, then why did God create this animal? I'm baffled. I can't understand. Ustad.
My sister, Mrs. Adrian, let me give you three answers. Answer number one is this. God Almighty Allah is showing us His Qudrat-e-Kamila, His absolute control. You see, God created the heavens, the earth. He created the cow. He created the goat, the sheep, the chicken, all these type of things. But the same Almighty Allah also created the swine. He also created all the other things. Me and you have to go and relieve ourselves. So that also, remember, comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. To show us, O human being, what you ate is so delicious. We had a sumptuous supper, a sumptuous meal, but now the end result of it is this big mess which we all take out and it comes out from our body. So my sister, that is to show Almighty Allah is in control of the entire universe. Now I'm giving you three explanations. You know, one day a non-Muslim, we were in the plane, and then we spoke, you know. So I told him, you ask me, as I tell you, 5 to 5 in the morning till 25 past 5, you ask whatever question we want, and we give preference to our non-Muslim listeners, mashallah, that they wake up so early and they want to know. So he said, why you say the swine, the pig is not permissible, and you Muslims are, you know, you'll stay away from it, you abstain. I said, fine, my brother. Let's say we are now going on this trip now, and it's a 6 hour, 8 hour flight, you know, let's say to Dubai or wherever. And I tell you, but you're a chicken man, you know, so you might just look down and smile. And then after 1 hour or so, I tell you, no, you're a goat man, you're a cow. And then maybe if I tell you you're a pig, then you see the poppers will dance. Then you will see your body language changes. How come you eating pork bangers, but you yourself, if somebody calls you that name, you hate it and detest it? It shows that you yourself also consider it a filthy animal. One. Second one, sister, Mrs. Adrian, I don't know if you studied about the swines, and we use the word swine, you know, pig. Anyway, khinzir it is called in the Quran Sharif. I don't know if you studied it, but we study all this with Allah's help and mercy. The swine will never look up. It's always looking down. You know why it's always looking down? Day and night it's looking for more and more filth and dirt. So import, export, you must remember. So therefore, today you see in the West, the more the people have wine, dine and swine, the more they commit adultery, more fornication, more gay brigade, and more incest. Because that swine qualities enter into them. You are what you eat. You know that saying you learned in school, Mrs. Adrian? You are what you eat. What is happening there in China? 100 million of them have the coronavirus. Don't believe their media. So remember, it's a total shutdown basically there, because you must remember, I've been to China, they eat the cat, they eat the rat, they eat the dog, they eat the swine, they eat the snakes, and almost anything and everything. So now input, output must happen. So that's the second reason. Third reason, I don't know if you studied these things. You see, if you study the khinzir, the swine, during their mating season, when they mate. So this female swine, so big, will not call one, will call a whole happy lot. Come, 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 all of you welcome. So you see, when the people enjoy their pork bangers and their swine and wine, then they end up in orgies. Because you are what you eat. So I hope you understood, Mrs. Adrian. So you must not eat this type of things and stay. Oh, yesterday I was in a plane. The person next to me was taking alcohol. I said, why you take this? He smiled. So I said that I know it's bad, but we just like it. I said, but you see, that in Islam, we stay away from this. We are the most sober people on earth. So therefore, you will find the minimum violence in Muslim families comparatively to others, because we say it's totally haram and unacceptable. One drop of it is not permissible. Yeah. So totally, from bumper to bumper, top to bottom, the khinzir, the swine, the pig is haram. So that is why, my sister, we want a pure and a chaste life filled with haya, shame and modesty, no fornication, no adultery, no gay brigade, no incest. That is Islam, the best for the rest.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see brother Matthew, our youngster, he says, I like your answer and I totally agree with you. 16 years ago, I had a taste of that meat and I became very ill. Ustad.
Yes, you see, my brother Matthew, Mrs. Adrian, and my brother Michael, and my brother Delta, and my brother Edward, and my brother Jaden, all of you, your phone, I feel so happy you contact us. But end of the day, Almighty Allah created us with a fitrah, with a natural disposition, which is pure. But now when we take wine and swine, then we are tainting it, polluting it, and therefore Islam has said, all these things are totally haram and unlawful and not permissible.
Ustaz, let's go to Overport. Sister says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rajab is the month of Allah, Sha'ban is my month, and Ramadan is the month of my ummah. Ustad.
Remember, this is a very, very weak hadith. It's not an authentic hadith. Ulama have quoted it, but we need to be very, very careful when it comes to this type of hadith. So we will say that rather you quote that which is better. So I gave you the Quran Sharif, which is the best of the best, Surah 9, verse 36, and mentioned to you the dua we should read. So yes, you can quote it, but you must say, according to the muhaddithin, it's a very, very weak hadith.
Ustad, is Azhar a good name to give, seeing that the father of Nabi Ibrahim was Azhar, a non-believer, Ustad?
Remember, there's a confusion in your mind. The father's name was not Azhar, his name was Azhar. I read for you the verse, my brother, my sister. We need to be very, very careful. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ عَازَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَا. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is addressing his father Azar. A-A-Z-A-R. A-A-Z-A-R. Are you going to make idols? And you consider them to be demigods and semigods? Surah number 6, chapter number 6, verse 74. So Azhar, totally permissible. You must remember, the one who is totally manifest, he's manifest with the truth, he's manifest with the clear teachings and preachings of Islam. So Azhar is different and Azhar is different.
Ustaz, is it allowed to take photos of a newborn baby and post on social media? And what is the ruling on taking photos in Islam? Anonymous, Ustad.
Not permissible, and to do so for children is very, very bad. It's not permissible and very bad as well. Why? Now the child is born, and is born totally sinless. Now you want to show off, and now you take photos, you post it on Instagram and Facebook and this book and that book and so forth. Inna al-ayna haqqun. One person looks at your flower, your beloved son, your beloved daughter with jealousy, envy and so forth. The evil eye strikes it. Now your son, your daughter is forever sick, forever crying, forever colic, forever this, forever that. Now you to blame. Your son is masoom, innocent. So you, because of your showing off, man samma'a samma'a Allahu bihi. When you want to show off, then Almighty Allah will disgrace you. Therefore, many times, hundreds and thousands of these ladies, they send me questions on WhatsApp, and the way they put their photo, their snap there, and half naked sometimes, you know, terrible dress. I even write to them on my voice note. I tell them, better change that profile picture or whatever you call that thing there. It does not befit you to have that. You are a Muslim. A Muslim must have haya and shame and modesty, and more so a Muslim lady. Remember that as well. Surah number 28, verses 24, 25, 26. Go read the story of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam's daughter, and subsequently the wife of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, she became. فجاءت إحداهما تمشي على استحياء. She came to summon and call Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Her gait, her style of walking, G-A-I-T, was so bashful, so much shame and modesty. Allah praised her for her style of walking. Imagine, but today we want to, they don't have scarf, they are open, half the bosom is showing, and what then, what is going on? All, and then your masoom child, you inviting trouble for your son, for your daughter, by showing off all these things. They're not permissible.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Ustaz, a listener says that one of the Islamic schools today mentioned the incident of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and the teacher said that Bibi Zulaykha wanted to rape Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam.
The person who makes this kind of treatments, if it's true, we answer the questions, you must remember, as they are posed to us, which school it is, all that, we don't know anything. The person who made this type of statements, you must remember, he must go tomorrow back to class and apologize, and the principal, the Amir, the board of directors, trustees, should then reprimand him for talking nonsense like this. You must remember that she tried to seduce him. Seduce is different and rape is different. So remember, when you talk nonsense like this, so there's fear for your iman also. And remember to say that Nabi Yusuf Salatu salam married Zulaykha. There's no evidence of that in Quran or in authentic ahadith. It's just mentioned in books of history. But to say there was rape and she tried to rape Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, totally incorrect. She tried to seduce him. So you must remember, she tried to seduce him. Seducing is different and raping is different. So brother, don't try and use words for melodrama. You know, you want to become the drama queen and then you talk nonsense like that.
The lesson is, it was a teacher that was explaining the lesson. Ustaz.
Yes, whatever it is, you're talking nonsense.
Ustaz, explain the death penalty in Islam. Is it permissible to support it here in South Africa?
100%. You must remember, I always say that the biggest mistake the current government did is to abolish the death penalty. So therefore, because they're frightened, it will be applied to them first and foremost, the big chores. You know how much they're stealing. Not millions, billions, but it's gone into trillions now. So you must remember, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. I went to read Zohar Salat. I read Zohar Salat here in Sufi Masjid. Salat is 12:45. And then I come back, so 1 o'clock is news, and then 1:05 I start my tafsir, alhamdulillah. So quickly I just listen to the headlines. Same time the thought came to my mind. First thing they had in the news, that a person killed his daughter who was 4 years old. Now imagine, what will you say in a case like that? Premeditated murder, 4-year-old girl. Sometime you hear the father raping his own daughter, or another person raping an innocent girl, 12 years old, 6 years old, and then murdering them. What is the punishment? The punishment is death penalty. You hang them and make them there a sample for 1 day, 2 days. So, and then see, your crime will be solved. Our prisons are full, full, full. Our justice system has become a big joke. You must remember this. The policemen, every second one is asking for bribe. So South African judicial system, South Africa is a third world country. Remember this. But they want to play in the Premier League. They want to show off to the West that we are now like you, the first world. So we are people, we will legalize the gay brigade, we will abolish the death penalty, we will allow abortion. So remember, you will still remain, you're no more third world, you're fourth world already, your junk status it is. So you must remember that. So you can't even run ESCOM and SAA properly. So we must reinstate it. Why they don't have a referendum? Have a fair referendum, a fair one. You will see majority of South Africans will support it. We are fed up and frustrated. There's one word, but I can't use it on air. And I can spell it out, you know. G-A-T-V-O-L. People are that of crime, my brother. Remember that. And you politician, fat cats, remember coming with your big, big budget and telling us you want to increase the VAT and all that. Why you don't cut your wages 50%? Everything will get sorted out. SAA will get sorted out. ESCOM will get sorted out. Our potholes will get sorted out. But they just get fatter and fatter all the time.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says I need certain health products from the UK, Ustad, which are not available here in South Africa. I can purchase them online, but the products get stopped at customs and there is an exorbitant fee to be paid. Is it permissible to pay this fee with interest money, Ustad?
If you are speaking about custom taxes and duty and all that, that's fine. You pay with interest money, that will be acceptable, but you must be cognizant of the fact that interest is haram. Surah 2 verses 275 to 279. And remember that the item merchandise you are purchasing from UK, Europe, America, so Australia, New Zealand, that you must pay for with your halal money.
I see it's time for the 9 o'clock start, time for our ad break. I see Brother Lucas says you forgot to mention his name. You took everybody's name besides his name.
Brother Lucas. So we take your name now, my Brother Lucas. The last for the best. The best one for the last. And the last one for the best.
9 o'clock. Let us go, inshallah, for an ad break. When we come back, we'll continue with the Q&A. Stay tuned.